Parshas Kisetze, the Torah discusses the story of Yifas Toyer, and the Torah says that about Yifas Toyer, she has to cry for a month over her family. There's a very famous Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says the month that she cries is connected to Elul. So the obvious question is, what does Elul have to do with the Yifas Toyer's crying over her loss of family? So I heard in the name of Rabbi Yerucham Olshan, he explained that what is Yifas Toyer doing for 30 days? What's she crying over? She misses her family. She misses her friends. She misses her lifestyle. If you remember, think about it, take a non-Jewish girl, bring her into Judaism. It's a big change. You know, she's used to going out on Friday night, not staying in Friday night. You know, it's a whole culture change. She has no friends now. She has no parents now. It's a very sad and somewhat depressing experience for this girl. And she's crying over it because she misses the old way, what she's used to. Says Yibruch HaMoshan, that's the same thing we're supposed to be doing during Elul. We're supposed to be crying, so to say, or focusing on the fact how we miss the old relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We miss the good old days, the way it was supposed to be, when we're connected to Him, and we're doing His mitzvahs, and we're doing what He wants, and we're living His way of life. We miss that. And we reflect on that, and we say, we want to go back to the old ways. The same way this Yifas Toyer cries over the fact that she misses her family and her way of life, we're crying, we're thinking about the fact that we miss ours as well. That although we have swayed from Hashem, we went far away from Hashem, and now we're trying to come back and to rebuild a relationship that we've had, or try to fix a relationship that has gone sour, and that's the avoid of Chodesh Elul. The Torah tells us also in this week's parash about the story of Ben Sayer and Meirer. And in the pasuk, the Torah says something very interesting. It says, "V'lo yishma b'kol aviv u'b'kol imoy." This troubled youth didn't listen to the voice of his father and the voice of his mother. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out that the Torah is teaching us a very important lesson of chinuch today. That if you're going to educate a child and the parents have split ideas or split values, it's not going to work. Do you know why, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, we have a tain on this kid? Because he didn't listen to his mother and his father. They were both saying the same thing. His parents were in line about how to be mechanechim. It wasn't that his dad said, this is mutter, mom said, this is us, or vice versa. They were in line. That when a child has the proper chinuch from both parents, then he can succeed. And if he doesn't succeed, we know something's wrong. However, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if you're going to give your child confused messages from the parents, mom does one thing, dad does something else, then it's no chiddush that the child's going to become a Ben Sayer Meirer. He's going to be a confused child. He's not going to see what's right. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do. Mom does one thing, dad does something else. This is a very true lesson for parents. As all parents, we have to realize that kids are a lot smarter than we think. They pick up on the little things that we do. That if we can do it, but they can't do it. Mom can do it, she can't do it. Dad can do it, the son can't do it. Kids understand when we do things that don't seem right, and then we're walking examples. The Torah tells us about Ben Sayer Meirer. Chazal say this story never happened. Ben Sayer Meirer never existed in our history. So why does the Torah write it? What's the significance of a story that doesn't exist? So I believe one can take out from the story of Ben Sayer Meirer mesiras nefesh of parents. Can you imagine? The Torah tells us about this kid. He's a troubled youth. Today we don't give up on them so quickly. We fight with them and we succeed sometimes. But the Torah says, no, that's it. Take him to Beis Din and get him killed. Can you imagine any parent actually doing that? Taking your child to Beis Din and saying, Beis Din, here is my son. He's 13 in a few months. He's destined for nothing. You take him, you kill him, and we'll move on. It's an unbelievable thing. It takes some unbelievable amounts of mesiras nefesh of a parent to do that. So what's the Torah telling us about for us? The Torah is saying, even though we don't do that today, but many times when raising our children, parents have to come up with unbelievable levels of mesiras nefesh. Whether it's sending your kid away when you want your kid to be home, without letting your kid go to a specific yeshiva, you don't want that yeshiva, whatever it may be, and everyone's family is different. But each parent knows that they had to give up something for their child's education, for the well-being of their child, where they live, where they daven, who they associate with. Many times we have to give up things we enjoy. But because we're doing it, because we want our children to be raised up in Derech HaTorah. And that's the lesson of the Ben Sayer Meirer. Although it's not true today, we don't actually have our kids killed, but instead we have to make other forms of Mesiras Nefesh for our children's success. We give up things that we want to do, or we'd like to do, because we want our children to succeed. And that's what I think what the Torah is teaching us for all generations, this idea of Mesiras Nefesh on behalf of our children. The Yerushalmi adds one element to the story of Ben Sayer Meirer. Yerushalmi says that the Gemara says that why did this 13-year-old kid do so bad that we don't give him a fighting chance? He says he stole from his parents, he eats basar v'yayin. Okay? So that's it. He's destined to never be much of anything, and therefore the Torah says, let's kill him now. So the Yerushalmi adds one word, a couple of words. The Yerushalmi says, not only did this kid steal from his parents and drink wine, he was mishtakcha es terasei. He forgot all his learning. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asks, you know, this is the biggest problem with this kid. He forgot a Reb Chaim that he learned in Yeshiva. He forgot a Rambam. This is the problem. This kid is doing everything, called over ra. He's, as Reb Chaim Shulevitz pointed, he's all about gashmis. All he cares about is fulfilling his own needs. And you're worried that he doesn't remember something he learned in yeshiva? Like, that's going to make a difference? Says Reb Chaim Shulevitz, you see from this Yerushalmi something very powerful. That yes, this kid can do everything wrong. And he could be in the worst place he could be. But if he still has that connection to Torah, he could always be saved. The power of Torah is so strong that you can do kol dover ra, and all these horrible things that the Torah says there's no future for. But as long as he has Torah on his mind, he hasn't given up on Torah, he could be brought back. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and Sichas Musar, a beautiful piece, this is the power of Torah. It goes so far that this kid could be gone, nothing left. But as long as Torah is a part of his life, he can still be brought back, and we don't kill him. Because he still has a chance, this kid. No matter how far he went, as long as the Torah is part of our lives, it's never over. And he writes, based on this, a famous piece that he writes in many places, is a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara asks, Noshim b'maiko zachye, what merit do women have to Olam Haba? So the Gemara says, the schus that they send their husbands to go learn, they send their children to yeshiva, that's the merit women have to Olam Haba. So Chaim Shlovitz asks, what do you mean, what do women get for Olam Haba? They keep all the mitzvahs. They keep all the lois assays, and they do all the assays. That's why they go to Olam Haba. What's the Gemara's question? So Chaim Shlovitz says, you see from this Gemara that everyone has to have a shaykhus to Torah. The ticket to Olam Haba is going to come through Torah. So every person has to have some form of a connection to Torah, however it may be. Whether you learn it, whether you support it, whether you help those learn it. That was the Gemara's question. What connection do women have to Torah? Because without the connection to Torah, you can be the best person in the world. You're not going to merit Olam Haba. So writes Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar. The last piece of this week's parasha I want to discuss is when the Torah describes the nations who can't join Judy, can't join the Jewish nation. The Torah refers to Moav. It says, Moav can't join Klal Yisrael. Why? What did Moav do so bad that they can't join us? So the Pasuk says, because they didn't give us Lechem Umayim when we were in the desert. So writes the Pasuk. Asks the Ramban, that's the biggest thing you have on Moav. Do you remember the whole story of Pinchas? Remember what they did? They set us up for failure. Pinchas. That whole story that we read in Parashas Pinchas, about there was a plague and so many people died, and that whole story, that was from Moav. So if you want to blame Moav for anything, you want to say why they can't join Klal Yisrael, I'll tell you why. Because they set us up for failure when they brought out the Znus. Why does the Torah give us this reason? Because they weren't nice? So the Ramban says that this was a big tefillah on Moav. Why? Because just remember, who started Moav? Where did Moav stem from? Moav came from Lot. Lot. Everything comes from Lot. The amount of chesed that Avraham Avinu did with Lot, he took care of Lot for everything. Spirituality, his physical needs, all the good things that Lot had were in met of Avraham Avinu. And all of a sudden, a few generations later, Lot's grandchildren, when they come to Avraham Avinu's grandchildren, no, I never saw you, I don't know who you are, I forgot who you are. Says the Ramban, you know why they can't join Klal Yisrael? It's because they're the antithesis of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Hakaras HaToif, and Moav had absolutely no Hakaras HaToif. They were complete Kafir Toif. They had no feeling or urge to want to give back to the grandchildren of those who helped them. And that's why they can't join Klal Yisrael. It's not so much a punishment. It's a reality. Klal Yisrael is a nation of Hakaras HaToif. And we can't have people in our nation that don't have that midah. So that's why Moav couldn't join Klal Yisrael. Because they lack this midah of Hakaras HaToif. They didn't want to help Klal Yisrael after their grandfather was helped by our grandfather. They didn't feel that urge, that need to be Makar Toiv. And the Torah says for that lack of Hakaras HaToiv, they can't join Klal Yisrael. Clearly see from this yisoid of the Ramban, how important it is to be Makar Toiv. As we come to a new year, a new Zman here together, a new year in this shir together here, I'd like to be Makar Toiv to the young Israel, to the board members, to the Rabbonim, for opening up their doors to us to let us come here and have a shir every Sunday. But more importantly, I'd like to be Makar Toiv to all of you here in this room and those who listen to the recording. We can only have a shir if people attend this shir. As much as I can prepare this shir, I want to give this shir, but if people don't come, they don't listen, we can't have much of a shir. So I have unbelievable amounts of Hakaras HaToiv to all of you who come every Sunday. Try to come. Sunday, I know, is a day off. For most of you in this room, it's your only day off. And you come on your day off and you come to learn every Sunday morning. We learn together. We grow together. It's an unbelievable thing that we're doing here. But it can only happen with the power that we have here in this room. So I'd like to be Makar Toiv for all of those who come and participate and help the shir grow and see what they can do for the shir success. And by this way, we're really being Mekayim, what Chazal wanted for us. When we have our free time, we're able to learn. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says in Sefer Alicha Shloime, he's very disturbed by when it comes to the end of the year, many people say, let's just finish up the year and go to the next year. We want to end the year already. Let's already look towards the future. This year was so bad. Let's move on. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says many times you have to go back and say, yes, it was a tough year, but how much good did I have this year? Right away, we're already saying, oh, this year is no good. Let's go to the next year. Says Shlomo Zalman Orbach, let's focus on the good. This past year, I'm sure some of us and all of us had good things that happened. We had some bad things as well. But why do we always focus on the negativity and say all the bad that Hashem gave us? Let's move on to the next year. Fakat. Says Hashem Zalman, let's focus on the good. Let's look back over the last 12 months and say all the good that Hashem did for us, all the chesed that He showed us, all the kindness that we had. Instead of always having this negative attitude, let's have this positive attitude. And this way, when we come to the upcoming year, we start off with it in a happy way. To look at all the good I had last year, and I hope and I pray that Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us this good for the following year. We left off in the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara is telling us a story. The Gemara tells us a story number one in Gittin, Ayin Zayin, with Beza Hushchiv Mira. The Gemara tells us there was a very sick man, the cause of Lagidah LeDeBeisayu, who wrote a get for his wife. Bahadi Panya DeMalei Shabsa. He wrote the get on Friday. But he didn't have a chance to give it to her. So it was Friday afternoon, he writes the get. And for some reason, he doesn't give the get. And now already, lemachar, now Shabbos morning, after Kiddush, talk of le'alma, he gets much more sick. And now people are starting to get nervous, what's going to happen? If we don't get this divorce done, it's very possible that this woman will fall to Yibam. And we don't want that. So Rashi says over here, number two, Dr. Rashi, talk of le'alma, what happens? For Hayyare, they were afraid, pen yamas. Maybe this fellow will die, but his kakik liibim, and then his wife is going to fall to Yibam. So Rashi is now bothered with the kasha. So what's the problem? Make the divorce on Shabbos. What's the big problem? So on Shabbos morning, they come to Rava. They want to know what to do. So what do you need Rava for? Give her the get. So Rashi also tattle get b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to move a get on Shabbos. Ulamoy surallah, and to give it to her. Yesh law didn't have to learn Rashi. Most Rishonim, if not all the Rishonim, learn Rashi. The problem over here is that the get is muktzah. The Rashi sheet is the get muktzah, so you have a muktzah problem. So this is the Rabbanan. We don't just wave a suey the Rabbanan for nothing. So we have a problem. How do we get around the problem of muktzah? So the Shailas, what type of muktzah is it? So we spoke about that the Rishonim all have a kasha. Why is it muktzah? We paskin that shtaris are not muktzah on Shabbos. So the Rashba and other Rishonim say that's a normal shtar. A normal shtar that you would use, let's say, lots of pizza, you use it as a bottle cap. This shtar, the way people, the attitude of people toward the shtar get is you don't use it for anything. It's so valuable, it's so important, it's not used for anything else, and therefore it becomes muktzah machmas chisar and kiss. So the Yamsha Shloim
asks. Make it tonight or Shabbos, in other words, to say that maybe.
That's only for muktzah machmas goof. What do you mean make it tonight?
In other words, what happens if he says, listen, I'm not doing well, I'm about to die, but if I die, they get you be chal from today. So then, and use this piece of paper, so then it's not muksa.
No, it's still going to be.
Set aside before banishment.
Again, no. Setting aside doesn't help for muksa machas sarin kiss. That's the Yamsha Shloimeh's kasha. The Yamsha Shloimeh says, so what if it's muksa machas sarin kiss? So is the knife of a moil. And the halacha is the knife of a moil is not muksa on Shabbos because you plan on using it on Shabbos. So I plan on using the get on Shabbos for making a divorce, right. So that knocks off muksa machas sarin kiss. That's the Yamsha Shloimeh's kasha.
So
the Yamsha Shloimeh answers is that that's true if you plan on making the divorce on Shabbos. When this guy wrote the get on Friday, we don't know if he planned on using it on Shabbos. He might have think to himself, maybe I'll use it Sunday, Monday, I don't know when I'm going to use it. He didn't know if he was going to use it on Shabbos. He didn't know if he'd live till Shabbos. So therefore, he never had das to use the get on Shabbos, and that's why the get is muktzah. That's the Yamsha Shloimeh's answer to why the get is din muktzah machlam sarkis. I think Rashi might be telling us something else. Oh, that's what I want to get to. Rashi doesn't just say letaltal get. If it was just a muktzah issue, Rashi should have just stopped there. Rashi had said, V'asal tatal haget. Rashi adds, Ulamoisrullah, to give it over to her. So it could be Rashi was bothered with another problem. Rashi was bothered that you can't make gittin on Shabbos. How do you know you can't make it again on Shabbos? That's a tricky question we're going to get to a little later in today's year. But there seems to be a yisoid in the Rishonim that you're not allowed to make it again on Shabbos. So now Rashi's bothered with two problems. You're not allowed to make a get on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to make muktzah on Shabbos. So this is why they brought the shayla to Rava, because they pasha didn't know what to do. It was a fair question. There's two derabbanan seemingly that stand in our way. How do we go around doing it? So it's interesting, the Divrei Chaim over here, the Sanze Rebbe, we have to mention the Divrei Chaim this time of the year, because the Divrei Chaim is the famous one who doesn't say L'davra Shemayri, so we got to mention the Divrei Chaim over here. Okay? So I'll mention the Sanze Rav. So the Divrei Chaim has a long tshuva in Evan Ezra. He's talking about a whole wild case about a lady, a whole story. But Akopan, at the end of the tshuva, he asks Kasha and Agumar. So the Divrei Chaim asks an Agumar, he wants to know, why did they wait till the next morning to ask the Shaila? Right? They were to get on Friday. Now it's Friday night. And all of a sudden, tomorrow he got so deathly ill. What happened Friday night? So again, this is a classic Kasha for Mice. That was a story, I don't know. But asking a Kasha for Mice. So says the Divrei Chaim, the Sanze Rav, says like this, 1b. Ulechai, Lomo lo shalos rabba takeif belaila. Why did they wait till Shabbos morning after they chalent? They should have asked earlier. Immutar litein get b'Shabbos. Why did they wait? Again, I don't know. I wasn't there. It could have been a million reasons why. Maybe they live far away from the rabbi's house. They didn't want to come bother him. I don't know. But this, as I talked to the Sanz Rav, so he says like this. No, the b'lavoch yodu get. So as he says, you can see from this gemara chiddush halacha that you're not allowed to get in at night. You're not allowed to give a get at night. Why? Bisham Isrish. So therefore, that's why they knew not to bother him at night, because anyways, we don't give a gittin at night. So he figured, let's wait till the morning. Now we normally do have gittin during the morning, so now we can discuss what to do. Which is a whole discussion in the Paiskim about whether we do make gittin at night, we don't make gittin at night. There are those that hold you don't make kedushin at night. You only make kedushin during the day. Yeah, the Pashas was right. That seems like that would also only be a Rabbanan. I'm not really sure why they held. Maybe they felt that was much more in the rules of Gittin versus in the rules of Shabbos, and therefore that's more flexible. But that's what the Sanz of Rebbe wants to be medayik from this Gemara. And you're not allowed to be megarish b'layla, and that's why they waited until the next morning before they talked about what to do with the get, because they knew at night there's no tzad to give the get at night. No, that's one of the Rishonim's cash over here. There's seemingly three problems in the Gemara. That's a good point. You don't need a Kenyan. That's a good point. You don't need a Kenyan, right? Okay, we're going to get to all that, hopefully. The problem that the Rishonim have here over here is that, well, there's two things. There's either Kenyan on the get, or Kenyan on the property that the woman got over here. We'll have to get to exactly the storyline in a second. So let's just read what happened. So what did Rava say? So Asla came to Rava. They came to Rava. Amalu, he told them, Zilu, go. Amri lay. Tell her, Likne Nahale, the Hoduchto di Yosef Begita. The get was sitting in property that the Osman owned, sitting in his drawer. And they told him like this, you be makne, the proper, the mokim where the get is monach. And this way the Isha will be kind of the place and the get. The tezel ihi, let her go. The techad, she'll close. The tiftach, she'll open. The tachzik bein, she'll make a kinyan chazaka on the property. We know one of the ways to acquire land is through kinyan chazaka. So they told the lady, listen, the husband has the get sitting in his backyard. You go make a kinyan on the backyard. You'll be kind of the backyard. And then you'll also be kind of the get.
That's what, a kinyan agav?
Ah, that's a machloekis mishoinim. That's for next week's shiur. But Rashi learns, that's a kasha. Why are kinyanim allowed on Shabbos? The same way you're not allowed to give muktzah, why is kinyanim allowed? Okay, we'll get to that in a second. That's Rishayim's kasha. Rashi learns it's kinyan agav. We'll see that the other Rishayim hold us kinyan chotzer. Big machloekis was showing what the story over here was. What did they accomplish by having her be kind of the property where the get was? What did we accomplish by that? So Rashi learns it was what we call kinyan agav, that when you buy one, you get the other one as a package deal. So she makes a kinyan on the land, and she gets the metalkal and the get as a package deal. Rav Rishayim learned it was kinyan chatzar. She owns the property, and the get is monach and the chatzar. That's how it works. So what does the Gemara say further? At the time, we learned in the Mishnah, no'al godar peretz. If a person, either no'al, no'al is machloekis was showing what you do. Most Rishonim learn it means you close the door. The Rashbam means you put it in a lock. You install a lock system into the door, which obviously would be a problem for Shabbos. Right. You can't install a lock on Shabbos. We'll get to that. We'll talk about that. That's the Rosh's Kasha. Godar, you make a hole. Godar means you put up a fence. Paratz, you make a hole. That's the way you show ownership. Nothing like breaking something. That means you're an owner. Kol Shuhu, any amount. Harezu Chazaka. That suffices for a Kinyi Chazaka. And Kinyi Chazaka means you own the property, and that's going to solve all the problems. Let's see Rashi. It's like Rashi number two. The Kanye Habal leduchte the machas beigita the monachs beigita. Like Rashi, let the husband be machne the place where they get sitting. The isha bechazaka the karkanik the bechazaka. You're allowed to buy land to bechazaka. The teched the tiftach tiskar delas hacheder. Let her close the door. Sheyikna law shum chazaka, and that would be suffice the kinyan chazaka. So if you want to sell someone a house, all you got to do is open the front door, close the front door. That makes it yours. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, no al delas, you close the door, oi goda pirtsa, oi parats geder, the opposite, kol shu arezu chazaka, liknois, shein ha moicha yochal achzaba, this is a sufficient kinyan that the moicha can't retract. So if Gusman has a piece, we'll have to get to it next week. Why does Rashi say this line? You're kaina that the moicha can't be chazer. That's what it means to be kaina. That's what kinyan is. Kinyan means it's yours and no one can take it back. So why exactly does Rashi add this line over here that it's yours to the extent that the moicha can't retract? That's a separate kash the Rishonim have. Why do you need any kinyanim? We'll get to that in a few minutes. So then Rashi adds off, this is an important part of Rashi, the hashta kayov lachatzer, now you're giving her the chatzer, v'gita b'saycha, and the get is in it. So if we would stop right there, we think to ourselves, so it's going to work as chatzer. Now it's like Rashi, not so fast. Utanam, we learned another mission in Kedushin, the chasim she'en lehem achrayis, the chasim that don't have achrayis, which is metatlin, nicknamed the chasim she'esh lehem achrayis, can be acquired together with the chasim she'esh lehem achrayis, the keseb shtar v'chazaka. So according to Rashi, this trick is making it hers, not through kinyan chatzer, but instead through this new kinyan called kinyan aga. Kinyan aga is based on a pasuk at Navi, mission in Kedushin, that if I sell you a piece of land, and I want to sell you land, and I want to sell you metaltalin as well. So you make a kinyan on the land, you get the metaltalin as well. Now, there's a discussion in the Gemara in Kiddushin, we'll talk more about this B'lineh next week, does it have to be Tziburin? If in order for this package deal to work, does a metalton have to be on the property? Or I could sell you property in New York, and metalton in L.A., you'll make a Kenyan karak on the property in New York, you'll get the metalton in L.A. automatically. So the Gemara comes out, you don't need Tziburin. So the Rishayim will have a kash over. If you don't need Tziburin, why do you have to do it this way? Yeah. Let him sell her a piece of karka of another piece, and the get will be agav. You don't need Tziburin. If you need the get to be on top of the karka because you're paskin, you need Tziburin, and it needs to be piled on the karka itself, so then the Gemara makes sense. But if you hold, all you need to do is make a kinyan on a piece of karka, and you'll get all metaltel no matter where they are. So why do you have to be makne her the place where the get was? Let him be makne a different room. And the get will be in another place, and it will still work. Okay, we're going to have to get to, so we're going to talk about all that. That's really the problem over here is, where's the nesin over here? That's what Tosfos talks about. Why is this tligidich na'agabe karka? There's no nesin over here. The husband never gives anything. So that's part of the tumul that they bring a raya from this Rashi, the Rashi held like the ktsois. The Rashi held not like the ktsois. Rashi held you need kinyan. We don't care how it makes it yours. And that's the steer and Rashi, believe neither, we'll get to that later. So that's what the Gemara says by us. So the problem that everyone has, or all the Rishonim have with this Gemara, is I don't understand what Rava gained. They came to Rava with a problem. We have Issuri Derabbanan in front of us, Muktzah. Muktzah is an Issuri Derabbanan. So how do we get around Muktzah? So Rava said, no problem, do another Issuri Derabbanan. Make Kinyonim. Why is that any better? What did you gain, according to Rava, by making being over another Issuri Derabbanan? So the Rosh asks this Kasha. So the Rosh says, number three, Pirish Rashi, for also Tatl Agedal Masrullah, you're not allowed to move a get. Now he has a separate kash. They know in the times of the Rishonim they used to move letters, they used to move legal documents. That's because other legal documents, yes, the get you won't use for a bottle cap, but if you have a document that says you just sold a building for $5 million, yeah, that you'll move around on Shabbos. Okay, maybe that you want to show to your friends. The get, maybe not. I don't know, but that's what the Rishonim say. I will get muktzahu, gets muktzah, nothing to talk about. So if you skip for a little bit to the Rashbam, he writes over here two lines. He says Rashbam pirish shehaget mutol taltol. Says the Rashbam, I disagree with Rashi. I think there's no problem of mukta on the get. Now, it could be one of two reasons. Either because he holds people do use it for a bottle cap, or he holds, even if it's mukta, so what? Mukta is only a derabbanan. We're clearly waiving derabbanans to make this get happen. Haraya, we're allowing him to buy and sell property. So clearly we're waiving derabbanans. So mali mukta, mali kinyan mechira. So says the Rashbam, no, there's a technical problem over here. El shloha yichayim lohavi eitzel hachayla derechosh serabim. There was a technical problem over here. The get wasn't with the husband. The get was in Rishus Rabbim. And how are we going to get the get to the wife? You have to be over here, Havar's Dalaramas. So therefore, there was no way to get the get to the wife. So the problem with the goy, we'll talk more about this in today's shir. The problem with the goy is ain't shlichus l'goy. Goy can't be your shliach. So if the goy is going to bring the get for the woman and be the delivery man, it's going to be a big problem. Now, why couldn't the lady send the shlichus?
You bring it into the room, and then it's no longer.
But then you'd you would have a problem of it might be tligidich me'agabe karka. If the shlich drops it off, it might be a problem of tligidich. We'll have to get to that. Where exactly does the husband's role of giving end and begin? How much he has to give? Now, what could have happened was the girl could have made a shlich like kabbalah to have her friend go to wherever the get was, pick it up, and pick up the get and be zayichet for her. Again, kasha from Aisa. I don't know why they didn't do that. But the Rosh says no. When the Rosh. What?
Does the Rashbam make up this case that it wasn't with him?
Yeah, these are all the kimtas. All the kimtas in the story. We're going to see they even get better. These are all the kimtas in the storyline of what happened. So the Rashbam says the guy was in a hospital bed somewhere, and the get was somewhere else, and they had a technical problem how to get to the Isha.
But before you have the technical problem, still have the problem of the Rabbanan.
Yes, we're going to get there in a second. Yeah, he's going to get there in a second. So the Rosh is Vilayni Hira. Shehu Hayoyochal Asa Shliach V'Yedach Sham. Why can't you make a Shliach? Again, where is the get? Here's like a technical problem over here. Where is the get? Can the get somehow to her? If the get is in Rosh Hashanah or the husband, meaning was the get with the husband and the husband was in a hospital bed and he couldn't bring it? Where exactly was the get munach? So it's very hard. The Rosh says, the get's in Rosh Hashanah, so bring a shliach. How's the shliach allowed to carry it? It's unclear exactly. Where's this get munach? Where's the storyline over here? Where is the get? The get's in the middle of Manhattan, so now no one can get to it, right? The get's in the middle of Manhattan. So he can't make a shliach to bring it, because the Jews are shliach and the shliach can't bring it. So she can get a shliach maybe. She can make a shliach l'kabbalah, go to Manhattan, pick up the get, and be zeicher for her.
Can't you just pick it up and just rab without walking?
So that's another shayla. Why can't you do derabbanan in the Araisa world, to pachas, all these other types of scenarios to bypass? So we'll see in a second how the Rishayim answer that kash. Said the Rosh Kles Viter, he says, Valf pish also liknes b'shabbos. Frank the Rosh, I don't get the whole Gemara. Kinyonim and Rosh are on Shabbos. So why is it better to be over Kinyan than over Muktzah? Because I mean about Irvin. So he goes over here and he says, let's skip. He says, but, Kedamina perek mishemesu kainim mishchimira afilu b'shabes. Says the Rosh, no, Shivmira is an exception to the rule. Shivmira has leniencies. One of the leniencies is that a Shivmira is allowed to buy and sell things on Shabbos. Shivmira, the guy is about to die, and he wants to start giving out his Yerusha. He wants to start who's getting what, who's doing this. So he's allowed to do that on Shabbos. We have Allah, you're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. Shivmira shani, Shivmira is different. So says the Rosh, same thing here also. When he asks Mikasha, how does Shivmira be makde karka? Shivmira can do whatever he wants. It's Tuesday for him. So therefore says the Rosh, Shivmira is mutter, because for him there's no restrictions of the mukt. That's how the Rosh learns.
Where
do you know this from? He's a Gemara. He's a Gemara that the Shchemira is allowed to be Makhtiv V'Kain on Shabbos.
Too good.
Why?
You don't need to go through all this.
Why?
If he's a Shchemira, he can do it.
Good. That's the next question we're showing. Because the Shchemira
can
Chsun L'Chum
Surmzom. That means the other party can as well?
Yeah. The other party could be Kain it as well. Yeah. Okay, yeah. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to all the good stuff.
He's only allowed on the Rabbanim's only Shchemira?
That's a Shaila. Yeah. Pashtus is only, this is all the Rabbanim. But again, we have a principle, whenever you have the Rabbanon, you have, it all becomes the Raisa anyways, because Hefker, Bez and Hefker, all the games that Rabbanon can do. So that's how the Rosh answers the Kasha. Other Rishonim answer the Kasha, is that, over here, the Kinyan, the Ramban answers this. The Kinyan wasn't so open. What was the Kinyan? She closed the door. Wow, Chilul Shabbos. She closes the door. Opens the door. No one sees Chilul Shabbos. You see someone moving Muktzah, you see Chilul Shabbos. So says the Ramban, if we had to pick which the Rabbanon to give up on, so we're going to pick the one that's not going to be as blatant as the other ones. Again, what's Kinyan Chazak according to the Gemara? You open or close the door. No one sees. We do this 50 times a day on Shabbos. No one thinks of it as Chalal Shabbos. So therefore, says the Ramban, if you look at number 8, the Ramban says it. It's not as obvious. Number 8, the Ramban says, the Shani Techev Etiftach Sheira Nira El Kinoya Bayis L'Shamrei. It just looks like you're closing the door. Which, if so, the Rishayim asks, how does it work for Kinyan Chazak? The idea of Kinyan Chazak is I'm showing ownership. Well, where's the Haraz Bayis on closing a door? People close doors all the time. If you go to someone's house, when you walk out the front door, you generally close the door. So you can tell me.
But
you're on the wrong side of it, though.
What do you mean you're on the wrong side?
If you leave someone's house, you close the door, you're on the outside.
Right, but when you close the door.
Bios close the door being on the outside.
Is that true?
Or is Bios close the door being on the inside?
I don't know. We're going to have to talk about it.
You demonstrate ownership if you're on the outside.
Well, I showed ownership on this house because I did something that only owners do. Only owners close the door. Maybe.
But you're asking.
Oh, that's what we're going to talk about.
You're asking in general. Why does the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say that closing the door?
Why is closing the door? So that's why, if you learn like the Reshbam, that no'al doesn't mean closing the door, no'al means you put up a lock on the door. I hear. Only owners put up locks unless you hire a locksmith. You don't just put up locks on people's doors. We don't find good Samaritans going around putting up locks on other people's doors. So then I hear that shows by this. But the mere fact I close your door, I'm thinking if I see you know, my neighbor's away and I know his front door's open, I go and close it. You're going to show, that's how,
that's anything. Kinyan is not. It's like picking something up. Picking something up doesn't mean I own. I could be looking at it.
Okay, so we need to talk.
Kinyanim are just a physical thing that.
So we need to talk.
That works. That
so we
that
have to see. We're going to have to. But without getting involved in all the lumdas of kinyanim, we're going to have to see that the achrenim felt that kinyan chazak is by far different lumdas than all the other kinyanim. It's different than Mashiach, it's different than Hagbah, and we'll have to see more about that. But that's the Ramban's terror. So the Rosh answers that Shchid Meira has its own kulas. The Ramban's answer is that it's less blatant Chilul Shabbos. The Pnei Yeshua, number 4, says he doesn't get the whole kasha. The Pnei Yeshua says, Mi'ulayidati ma'iduch kai lefarashkein. The Shabbat matzinil me'ma sha'get lohe motzal lehem bo'y sesha. Very practical. It wasn't an option to move it. They didn't have to get with them. El Shayamunach b'teva was in a box, u'migdol, v'nevera mafteach. They lost the key. Maybe you're right. Maybe we would have waved muktzah, we would have waved everything. But there was a technical problem. There was no other way to get the get to the woman, except for being makne the karka. So somebody asked me, Kasha, you don't want to do muktzah, but you're willing to do this. No, I would have done muktzah also. I just have no choice. It's not an option to do muktzah, because that's not going to help me get to her. So the Pnei Yeshua says, and that's why they had to use Kinyan Chazak. Okay, Akoponim. That's the issue.
But where does he get it from?
Yeah, the same way we're always trying to get it from. It's all trying to figure out the story over here, exactly what happened in the story.
If they lost the key, she can't get to it anyway. How does this work?
Well, what do you mean? She owns the property. She owns the property and she owns the get. She owns it. That's it. That's right. Oh, she can break. That's a separate cash. Tyson is going to address that. Where's the Nesima? Stamazay in the Gemara. Where's the Nesima through the Kinyan Agav? We'll have to get to that. Where's the Stamazay? I'm Mach New Land and it gets in the land. Where's the Nesima? Where's the Mice in the Nesima? Oh, okay, we're going to talk about it.
But here they cannot be in the Nesima.
Why can't they be in the Nesima?
Because they lost the key, he said.
No, I can give you the. You own the get, even though you might be able to have access to it. You still own the get. This is the way most Rishonim learn.
Assume that it's Muksa.
Yeah.
Is it Pasul? Or is it...
No.
Is the get a good diavet?
If they would have given it, some would be a good get. But these people wanted to do things properly. They didn't want to use a b'diavet, so they went to Rav.
I understand, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, I'm assuming the get would still be kosher. Yeah, it would be a drabani, b'diavet, it's a Muksa, but the get would still be cha. So, the Rishonim have two questions over here. How do you get around the problem of kinyan? And with the bigger problem that the Rosh brings up over here, how do you get around the problem of making divorces on Shabbos? We have a rule based on a tisefta. You're not allowed to make gittin on Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to make gittin on Shabbos, so you can use all the fancy kinyanim you want. How do you be over that rabbanon of making a get on Shabbos?
Why are you not making it?
So the tisefta, the Rosh quotes a tisefta over here, that the tisefta says in Beya, ein mekatchin, you're not allowed to make kedushin on Shabbos, ein megarshin on Shabbos. Now, good. So the problem is there's really no such tisefta of ein mekatchin, ein megarshin. It's amazing. My ninth grade rabbi told us when it came to ninth grade, the first and second, they said, never trust Rashi. Rashi tells you Gemara, don't trust him. Look it up. You never know what you're going to see. And this tisefta is one of those. It's not there. But in any case, there is such a concept in the Rishonim of ein megarshin b'Shabbos. Why can't you make Gerushin on Shabbos? So some Rishonim say because you can't make Kiddushin on Shabbos. Well, why can't you make Kiddushin on Shabbos? It's Gzeira Hashem Yichtev. We're afraid you're going to write. Which is the same reason why you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. Why can't we do business on Shabbos? Not because there's anything wrong with actual business. It's because business leads to writing. It's very hard to make a deal without writing things down. So it's always Gzeira Hashem Yichtev. So the Ran says, well, the same way there's Gzeira Hashem Yichtev on Kiddushin is Hashem Yichtev on Gerushin. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a Kav Chomer. Kiddush doesn't have to involve writing. You can give an Isha Tabas, right, and you're done. Gerushin is always going to have writing involved. There's always going to be a document with writing on it. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a Kol Shekin. So Gerushin is out. Even though, again, there is no Mefurish Gemara anywhere that says Eimei Gerushin B'Shabbos. The Rishonim all assume that that's the halach of Eimei Gerushin B'Shabbos, and it's going to be rabbinically restricted. It's going to be like a regular Drabban.
So the get could not be written before Shabbos?
100% could be. Like in this storyline, right, it's written before Shabbos. So that's why they're... Even though, right, all gittin, because every get requires writing. I could have written before you write. But since most gittin are going to involve writing, we were going to. So, frak the Rosh, so why is it mutter? Says the Rosh, avol total erot lahate b'Shabbos. So now he has the kasha. 1 second. You have to give somewhere. You have two drabbonins. Total muktzah, which is the drabbonin, and kinyonim, which is a drabbonin. So which one gives? So why do you have to make kinyonim? Just give. Just be moist of the get. So again, according to the Pnei Shul, this is not a kasha because the storyline didn't allow for it. Says the Rosh, "Avol total lerotz lahat b'Shabbos, the nichat fei lahat kinyan. We'd rather be matter kinyan, mashem etzinu she'etir chacham b'shchemira, because we already find that Chazal are more lenient with kinyanim and shchemira. A shchemira is allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos, so the shchemira can make a kinyan on Shabbos, so he can also make a get on Shabbos because he's allowed to make kinyanim. He's not bound by the rules of kinyanim, but if we can keep him by the rules of muktzah, we'd rather do that much." However, the Rosh concludes, he says, let's say the get was taken in someone else's rishos, and it wasn't an option to be maknit, then we actually would allow the moving of it. Because again, we're not stuck on, we can't be matted to Rabbanon. We can be matted to Rabbanon. If we need to. If we don't need to, because we have another way out, so we'd rather go that route. That's the teretz of the Rosh.
So this would only be in a case where he wants to avoid Yibam. Let's say he doesn't have his brother or anything.
Very interesting. Rashi told us the concern over here is tiskak liyavim. We're worried about Yibam. Taisvis over here, number 5, and this is Taisvis Be'os and Gittin. Taisvis asks a similar kasha to the other Rishayim. And Rashi says, "Levisha get also l'tatloi l'matzvloi." Frak Taisvis avagav de b'tisef the perik mashilin tanya emigarshim b'Shabbos. Frak Taisvis the kasha. Taisvis could have asked two questions. He could have asked, "You're not allowed to make kinyonim on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to make divorces on Shabbos." Taisvis didn't ask both those questions. He only asked one kasha. Taisvis asked, "But you're not allowed to make divorces on Shabbos." Answers Taisvis b'shchiv merahikilu le'tipol kame Yibam. By Shchimera, we make it because we don't want Yibam, which was the same svar that Rashi gave. We don't want Yibam. If you look in other Rishonim, for example, if you look in number 7, we'll come back to it in a second, number 7, the Rashba says no. V'yishloim b'di Shchimera shani, keichad olalipo kame Yibam. One svar of our lenient by Shchimera is because of Yibam. Inami, k'dei shloi titrev daite olav. A new heter. Not because of Yibam. We don't want anything that's going to aggravate the Shchimera. Any little thing we do to his mindset can trigger and cause him to die 2 minutes earlier. So in order to ensure that nothing makes him nervous, makes him worried, we want him to be as calm as can be. So like titrev daite. We don't want him to get stressed out about anything. So therefore, says the Rashba, a second reason. Not because of Yibam. Maybe there's no Yibam. There's no Yibam here. There's no. He has kids, there's no brother, whatever the story may be. It's nothing to do with Yibam. But our concern over here is we don't want him to get frazzled. We want him to get all nervous. So because of like titrev daite, we want him to stay calm. We give him pretty much whatever he wants to do. So it seems to be from the Rishonim that these are two independent teretz. In the Rashba, it's very clear. The Rashba calls it an inami. They're two separate answers. Either Yibam or Shlei Titrev Daite. It's interesting. Both Rashi and Taisvis by us only talk about Yibam. They never talk about Titrev Daite. They never talk about the fact that we don't want the Shchimra to be, you know, nervous or scared. The Chassam Sofer wants to say they're really one answer. Shlei Titrev Daite, why would he get all bent out of shape? Because of Yibam. They're a cause and effect. It's not two separate answers, independent reasons. They're one causes the other. The reason why this fellow would be Mitarev Daite is because of Tiskak Yibam. Some say that Pshat and Rashi and Taisvis are Taisvis, they didn't care about Titrev Daite over here. He doesn't really care what happens to his wife. He doesn't care. as mean as that sounds, he's not so concerned about Titrif Daite. Titrif Daite, what was he worried about? His wife will fend for herself. But Tiskat Leibim is us talking, us Chazal. We as Chazal were nervous about Tiskat Leibim. We didn't want this woman falling to Yibim if we can fix it. Tirif Daite, if the guy, he's not going to have Tirif Das. He's Tirif Das about his money that he cares about. He wants to make sure money goes to who he wants and who he doesn't want. That's what he cares about. Who his wife ends up with, not my problem, right? No, it sounds like we'd rather not. You find this idea in a lot of places in Chas. Avada, it's a mitzvah, right? You think so. What's so bad about it? The answer is obviously it's not a preferred situation for any party. And therefore we can avoid it if we could. So it seems like we can even be over sui de rabbonans to avoid Yibam. As opposed to the other svar of the Rishayim, like Titrif Dait, it seems to be an independent svar of just the well-being of the Shechemira.
Which is a chiddush, because usually mitzvah is only part of doing a mitzvah.
Right, over here, this shows us the importance of end-of-life type of shaylas about, you know, he's going to go another 2 minutes earlier, you say to yourself, no, okay, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. You see from over here that 2 minutes of life is very important. And we'll be willing to waive the rabbanans, because maybe if we don't, he may be sad and nervous, and that's going to take some minutes off his life. An important yisayit over here, Chazal treated every minute of life. But what was Tosfos's answer? The Mashah is bothered. What was Taisus's answer? Taisus had a kasha that why are we matir gerushin on Shabbos and not matir muktza? So says Taisus, because we anyways are makel by shchiv mira. Okay, good. So be makel the same way with muktza. What's the difference? So the Mashah writes in number 6 like this. He says v'tirus the shchiv mira hekilu b'hachis sura de'ei megarish b'Shabbos kivin di'ef shebein yan acher. Do you know why we waive the heter? Because there's no other way to accomplish our outcome. Our outcome is that we need to create a situation of a divorce. And if you can't divorce on Shabbos, you'll never get there. So something's got to give. You got to give on something. So you give on the problem of not making a divorce on Shabbos. Says the Marashah, but you don't have to be over Muktzah. There's another way. You could be over Kinyan. You'll ask me, why is Kinyan any better? It's also a Derabbanan. So we gave that answer already, that Shechemira has its built-in leniencies. But according to the Marashah, what was bothering Taisus was why is one Derabbanan different than the other? The answer is, one is E'efshib in Yenachem. You can't make a divorce if you're not allowed to divorce on Shabbos. You're stuck. So you got to give somewhere. You don't have to move Muktzah to create a divorce. You can do another option. That's the way the Marashah learns Taisus. Something like that, possibly. Others say, the reason why we don't want to be Mata Muktzah is because what's going to happen? You're going to give the Shliach the get. He walks 10 blocks. 5 blocks in, the guy dies. Or the guy decides he's not giving the get, the wife's not home. So in that case, he'll be over the Issa Rabbanan for no reason. But when you do Kinyan, there's no two ways about it. The moment the Isha is kind, the moment the get is Tzucha.
So you're involving somebody else. He's doing something. You're getting somebody else to do Muktzah.
Possibly.
And
that could also be true. You don't have to.
At least the principles were involved.
That might be part of the answer that Shechemira is different. Because the Shechemira, he himself has leniency, so let him do what he needs to do. That's the way the Mashal learns Tosfos. Now there's an interesting opinion over here of the Me'iri. The Me'iri writes in number 9. I see I put 2 number 9s there. Okay.
If you're worried about an advanced death.
So that's his chiddush over here, that we're worried about him dying a little earlier. Even though this guy's a shchemira, and whatever his status in halacha really is, but we don't want to do anything that's going to bring his death on early. Now, if someone would come and stab him in his hospital bed, would they be over Ritzicha? I don't know. I'm not sure. Depending on exactly what his status is, his geis, his halacha misa, depending exactly on what his medical reports read. But the chiddush over is that even though he's not going to make it too much longer, so you're being mekatzer yomov, it's also us.
Is this a get out tonight?
No. He's, no.
Would that make a difference?
Possibly, if they knew in advance on Friday, they could have written some creative types of
getting. If it's a get out, tonight at one more, I die, so you divorce the moment.
So we're going to get to that in a second.
Before, so would that make a difference in terms of...
Yeah, we're going to see that in a second. In the Rishayim, there might be such a possibility. But the Me'iri over here, if you skip down to number 12, the Me'iri learns over here a whole different svara. The Me'iri learns that there was no buying and selling over here. There was borrowing. When the husband is mocked to the lady, the karka, he's not giving it to her to own it. He's giving it to her to rent. She's now a renter. She borrows it. She's a borrower. She borrows the property. Now, you're allowed to make kinyanim in borrowed area as well. So the Me'iri learns over here, number 12. The Me'iri's come to answer the kasha. I and Allah make kinyanim on Shabbos. There's no kinyanim. This was she'ela. The problem over here, The problem over here is that it was a she'ela. If it was a she'ela, there was no ownership. Isha never owned the land. Now, so there's a chiddush in the Gemara that we need to talk about later on, that if I, the husband, lend property to the wife, she can use that for kinyan chatzah, even though she doesn't own it. It's only a she'ela. That's a big chiddush. We have to talk more about it later on in the Yomim. But the Rishonim over here had another kasha. The Rishonim have a slightly different question. Is that the halacha is divrei shchiv mira k'ksuv l'chumsurin dami. Shchiv mira has never have to make kinyanim. They don't have to make Kinyan. They just say it and it happens miraculously. So then, so why do we have to go through the social bank over here, making Kinyanim? Just say, here, I want you to own it, everything is good. Now here you can get a little technical. Would Divrei Shimra Kiksum Nuchsum Dami help for the get itself, or only for the karka to make the karka hers? If you look in the Rishonim, they all ask the kasha, they all ask it on why they have to be maknir the land, let Divrei Shimra work. I wonder, what about the get? Would Divrei Shimra Kiksum Nuchsum Dami help for the get? Okay, so let's see. So let's see over here. Zok to Rishonim. So the Rishonim all ask this kasha. Before that, just very quickly, 8b, the Pnei Yeshua answers the kasha of why we'd rather be, why are we more makel with writing, or why are we more makel with giving a get than muktzah? So he says, ul'chayri near number 8b, the iser kinyin chomer tveh. Iser kinyin is more chomer. Why? The is bechshash iser deraisa, gzer shem yichtoiv. The iser muktzah less bechshash iser deraisa klal. He thinks the kasha is not even a kasha. Fakert, if anything, you'd be quicker to wave muktzah than you would to be wave kinyonim. Why? Because writing is a could lead you to a deraisa. Muktzah will never lead you to a deraisa. No matter how many times you move a muktzah, the chance of being oivness of deraisa is only another. That's one of the reasons. It's a little bit far fetched, so to say, but that's one of the reasons given the Rishonim, maybe. That's Xeru Ato Muktzah. But again, if you look in the Rambam over there in Hilchos Muktzah, it sounds more like that was a different cheshbon. That's the Pnei Yeshua's answer to the kasha. So, Frek to Rishonim, what happened to the rule of Divrei Shimira? So if you look at number 9 on the left, the Rashi says, why over here did he even have to be makneh the place? What happened to Divrei Shimra? B'shem the Karmel Manish Chimera Leikoni El Achamisa. Says the Rashi, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, because yes, Manish Chimera work only once he dies. So once he dies, then it becomes yours without a kinyan. That won't help for us. It's too late. Ava Anan Be'inan, we need Sheyigia get Liyoda Oyibushusar Mechayim. That won't work for us. That's too late. So says Rabbeinu Chananel, the reason why we can't use this chap of Divrei Shimra Kiksuv Luchum Surim Dami is because it won't help us. Because the get won't be chal until after he dies and in Gel Achamisa. The Mordechai in number 10 gives a totally different answer. The Mordechai asks the same kasha, Vim toimar, va mitzvah, va mitzvah, va machmas miso, va filu mitzvahs loiboy, va ibe mitzvahs loiboy kinyin. You don't even need a kinyin. Upeshe ram, the Divrei Shimra Kiksuv Luchum Have midrabbonon. Says the Mordechai, a big answer. This whole idea of Divrei Shimra Kiksuv Luchum Surim Dami, that if a Shimra wants to give away his house, he wants to give away his car, no one has to make a kinyin on the car. He just says, you get my car, you get my house, and it becomes yours. So the Rabbeinu Chananel said, yeah, that's true after he dies. The moment he dies, the house becomes yours without any kinyanim. Says the Mordechai, yeah, maybe even it happens mechayim, but it's only the Rabbanon. The ownership will only be an ownership to Rabbanon, and we need a get to be a get dairais. That's the Mordechai's answer. So the Mordechai's answer is a little bit more of a complicated answer. He's saying that in order for a get to be chal, you can't use a kinyan to Rabbanon. The pella on this Mordechai is, it's not true. We use tons of kinyanim to Rabbanon to make a get. Kinyan agav. Rashi learned in our Mishnah that you use Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Derabbanan. The Gemara says later on in our Amud, you can use Kinyan Dalet Amos. You throw the get within the Dalet Amos of the Isha and the Rishas Rabban, the get's kind to her. Kinyan Dalet Amos is not a Kinyan Derabbanan. That was the Derabbanan. The Derabbanan made up that a person's Rishas extends for Amos. So if it's only the Derabbanan, and the Mordechai says you can't have Kinyan Derabbanan, according to the Mordechai, how do you have any of these Kinyan? It's a hella on the Mordechai that he thinks he can only use Kinyan Derabbanan. Okay, so Blineda, when we get to that sugya, you can only use Kinyan Derai, so you can't use anything that's a Kinyan Rabban. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, in number 11, in Shuri Reb Shmuel and Bab Metzia, he comes up with a new chap to answer up these Rishayim's kash, and he says like this, U'be'ikr kushas ha-mordecha yesh metartzen, the kibun eshchimera yochol achzar b'madnosoi, the halach is eshchimera, he's on his deathbed, we don't know when he's going to go, and he says, you get my car, you get my house, so everything works, you don't need Kinyanim. But until he dies, he always has the power to negate it. A day later, no, you didn't visit me in the hospital, you lose the car. This guy visited me, he gets the car. You can do whatever you want, it's up for grabs. So he can always have the power to retract. So therefore, says Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, that's all fine by mominus. But by get, you can't give a get where you can control it. Why? That's like the Gemara's case where you give the man, like give the lady a get, and you have a string on the get, you can pull it back any time you want. Says Reb Shmuel, shechasa b'krisus. That's a problem in a divorce. You're not severed. I can always change my mind. The Eina Megoresh. So Reb Shmuel Rizovsky thinks the kash is not a kash at all. The reason why you can't use Divrei Shchimira is not because it's Rabbanon and not because it's Mechayim, but it's because it's a Gerushim problem. If you want to use Divrei Shchimira for anything else in the world, no problem. But to create a get, you can't use it. Because why? In order to create a get, you have to be completely severed. You're not completely severed. You can change your mind, and then she doesn't own it. So you control the get, and therefore it's a chasar increases. That's
our. How do you work out the whole Gemara?
Which Gemara?
The Gemara that we started with.
Because it's not with Divrei Shimra, it's with a real Maisa Kinyan. It wasn't through the kula of Divish Chimera. If it would have been through the kula of Divish Chimera, would the husband just said to her...
Well, where's the same Gemara over there? It's a Maisa Kinyan.
He said, go Teicha V'Teicha. Teichat, go do a Maisa Kinyan Chazaka. That was what the Gemara said. The Rishonim's question was, why do you need a Kinyan? It should be hers just because he says so. The answer is, it's not true. Because if that would be the Kinyan, says Rishon Mozovsky, it wouldn't be a Sefer Krisis.
Think of it once it's hers, it already
no,
locked in.
Because if it's working through a Divish Chimera Kinyan, Divish Chimera Kinyan are not forever. He has the power to retract.
No, but he can't retract. Now it's effective already.
No.
She has it. She's divorced already.
It's no different than the case of the get with the string. The get with the string, he can always pull back the get. So he's still involved in the gerushin. We spoke about this when we talked about in the ninth paragraph.
I remember talking about the string.
But neither, when we see that Gemara, we'll talk more about it exactly. But that's Shmuel Zofsky's initial answer. Reb Kiveger has a great piece over here, an interesting piece from Reb Kiveger, where he says, I don't understand the whole tumult of the Gemara. Why does it have to be so complicated? Why can't you just be mafke the get? Mafke the mokim, mafke your property, and let it be kain if I'm hefka. Forget kinyanim, no borrowing, no transferring. Be mafke it. You the get
city.
Ah, so says Reb Kiveger. He says, number nine, ulchari yeshla hayer. Halo yeshla itzachez baif and heter. I have a better way, we don't have to be over any derabbanans. The baal yafke besai. Let the Baal be mafker his house, wherever the get is. Ube Shabbos, mutter la hafker. Says, you let him make things hefker on Shabbos. So what's the problem? Now, Yesh Lodin over here, why wouldn't this be a problem with Kligitech me'agabi karka? If you're mafker, you're the land, and she gets it because she goes and coin it, that should be the worst Kligitech me'agabi karka that's out there. Because she is doing everything. She's going and being coin it, and you just let her take it. That should be no good. So Kivege says, you see from this Gemara, you said, that yes, you're allowed to be mafka things on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to be zoicha min a hefker on Shabbos. One would have thought, why can't I be kainif from hefker? I'm not allowed to be kainif from you, because there's two people involved. That's called a deal. Me and you, two people. There's no other people. There's just me. It's hefker. So Kivega says, you see from this Gemara over here in Gittin, that from the fact that the Gemara didn't suggest letting him be mafka it and her being zoicha min a hefker, says Kivega, you learn a chiddush gadol from here. You learn you're not allowed to be mafka. You're not allowed to be zoicha min a hefker on Shabbos. You're allowed to be mafka things on Shabbos. If you have something you don't want, be mafka on Shabbos. No problem. But no one can be zoicha it from hefker on Shabbos, even though it's not like a buying and selling. It's not a lekech and a meicher. That's still included in the gzeir de rabbanon. Even though Kivega points out not everyone agrees to this, it's machlekes rishayin, maybe machlekes achrayin. The Meiser Kivega says that's why the Gemara didn't suggest this option. I think it's very much telling the alumnus how exactly it should work. Or exactly, this takes us back to some of the Torah we talked about with Yirish and Hefker and all those types of things. I think it should be relevant, right? Kveger has rise from Gemaras. Again, if you take a look at number 9 on the right side of Kveger, his rise to this from Gemaras, the fact that he holds you allowed to be Mafka things on Shabbos.
But even if you could be Kona from Hefker on Shabbos, she would still have to pick it up, so it would involve Muktzah again. What would be gained by Rabbi Kiveger?
It would be in the property. It would be in the property. It's in the property. He's mafka her the property.
No,
so.
He's mafka means it's hefker. It's not hard. Anybody can pick it up.
And
she get it.
Because she'll be the first. No one else will know about the hefker. You know, we'll keep it under.
But she has to pick it up. Then.
She doesn't have to pick it up. She could be kainim. She has to just be kainim of the karka.
She'll
be kainim of the karka. Right, she'll be kainim of the karka.
So it's the same thing as you're doing here. So she still has to close the door, do whatever she has
right,
to
so
do.
Then you'll,
so it's the same thing then. What is he gaining from the Gemara's answer?
No, because he assumed that there's be nothing wrong with being zeicha min a hefker. Kveger assumed in his kasha that you can make kinyonim from hefker. You can't make kinyonim from other people, but you can be kainim from hefker. You can't be kind of from another person because as a gzera you may come to write. That's a transaction. You're going to write, I'm going to write. If it's just me by myself with Hefka, who am I writing to?
But she's not avoiding all the Rabbanon.
Yes, she is.
She has to do something.
But there's no Isser Kinyan if you're doing it from Hefka.
But if you limit the Kinyan of
Isser to business. Kveg is assuming there's no other party.
She doesn't have to pick it
up. There's no Muktzah. She just makes a Kinyan on the backyard.
There's no
Kinyan. So Kveg's Chiddush is it's not true that even Kainim and Hefka is to us. There's a rush over here. I want to get to number 13. The rush over here is by us and Gittin. Where the Rosh says, "Mikan muchach the noal have an ilas delas." Says the Rosh, you see from this Gemara that when the Gemishna says in Baba Basra that the way you make chazak on properties, you make a noal, it doesn't mean you put in a lock. It means you close the door. V'loy kimoy shapirish Rashbam perchetz kzabat. Not like Rashbam's opinion, the noal have a tikkun minol. He learns it means you install it or you fix, you put in a lock. Why? Because he holds if it's just closing the door, that's mavriach hari. That's chasing away a line. What do you prove by closing a door? What are you doing that shows real ownership? You close the door. Therefore, says the Rosh, this Gemara is mochach not like that. Why? The Efshal the Taka Minol B'Shabbos Issa Deraisu. Says the Rosh, because that wouldn't be a good answer. What do we tell the lady? Go do Kinyan Chazaka. Okay, well, what's her options? She's going to close the door? She's going to put up a lock? You can't put up a lock on Shabbos. That's an Issa Deraisa. So that's not a viable option. So therefore, says the Rosh, obviously, if the Gemara suggested you do Kinyan Chazaka on the property, it must mean no, it just means close the door and you don't have to worry. Says the Rosh in Baba Basra, number 14, he adds one thing. He says, what happened to asking a guy? What's the problem? Ask a guy. Amir Lenochri is an Issa Derabbanan. We know that we're in this Gemara, the Rabbanan get pushed away. So maybe the Rashbam is right, that Na'al means you install a lock system, you call a Goyish locksmith, he'll install the lock. Ah, it's this, the Raisi, I didn't do it, it's Amir Lenachri. Says the Rosh, Baba Basra, Kadesh Latev Daite, V'tikin Minol Shehu Issa De Raisi, Lo Yeti Rafila De Amir Lo Yvigachavim. That we were not matter. Why not? Why wouldn't we matter? It's only an Issa De Rabbanan. If it's only Nisid Rabbanan, why wouldn't it be Matar Amir Lenachri? We're willing to be Matar Muktzah, we're willing to be Matar Kinyanim. Why wouldn't we be Matar Amir Lenachri?
I'm not a mitzvah anyway.
No. Oh, so this is a big conversation. There is a concept out there that we're Matar Amir Lenachri, but Maka Mitzvah. It's Be'emes HaMachloikish V'Shoinim, how far we're Matar Amir Lenachri L'Tzarech Mitzvah. If it's only Shvus to Shvus B'Maka Mitzvah, which is the way Pashtus to Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that means you can ask a goy to do Nisid Rabbanan for a mitzvah. But you can't ask a goy to do an Issa D'Oraisa for a mitzvah. Our Gemara is an Issa D'Oraisa. The only shittas Rishayim that holds you can ask a goy to do a mitzvah D'Oraisa is the sheet of the Baal Itter. The Baal Itter quoted by the Ramah in two places. The Baal Itter holds you can ask a goy to a Malacha D'Oraisa if you for any mitzvah, even covered Shabbos. If you have no lights in your living room and you want to be able to eat the Shabbos meal, ask a goy to do a meal enoch. That's the chiddush of the Baal Itter.
Rabbi, what about the fact? I mean, yeah. Is it clear that you can do a chazaka through shliach?
That's what I want to get to in a second. Okay, good. That's the next point I want to prove. That's what the Achrenim will talk about. But let's just talk about the Pashup Shat and the Rosh. The Rosh seems to say you can't do Amir Lenachri. So why? What happened to being a mitzvah? So first of all, who says Gerishin is a mitzvah? That's the easy way out. We're getting all fancy tired. Who says Gerishin is a mitzvah? Who says Gerishin is a mitzvah? It might be a matter. It might be a matter. It might not be a mitzvah. Now, this week's parasha is our parasha, right? It's Kedusha and Gerishin. It's everything we've been learning for five years is in this week's parasha. Right? All in three psukim. It's amazing. Three psukim. That's the whole thing. Right? That's the whole tumul. The whole tumul in the Achrenim is Gerishin is a mitzvah. Is it a matter? Is it a chiyuv? Is it a rishos? A whole tumul in the Rishayim about it. So the easy way out of the kasha would be that's taken out of mitzvah. Now, even in Tim Soloimer, it's a mitzvah. So what? Amir Lenachri to be over in this deraisa, that's Amir Lenachri for deraisa, but makam mitzvah is a huge machalikish rishayim. Pashas, we don't paskin like that. We hold you not allowed to ask a guy to be over in this deraisa, even for a mitzvah. Which, even though the Ramah in one place seems to be different than that, but Al-Kopanim, that seems to be a shayla halach. So why wouldn't we be matar Amir Lenachri straight up? So Lachari, you have to answer that the reason why we weren't matar Amir Lenachri is because even though Amir Lenachri is a derabbanon, without a doubt, except for a mechilta somewhere, but there are those that hold Amir Lenachri, even if it's a Derabbanan, the Prima Gadim writes, it's treated like a more severe Derabbanan. Even though you write it's an Atzmachta, we treat it as a Derabbanan, and there's rise and Mufresh like this from Gemara and Shabbos, nonetheless, it's on a higher level than a regular Derabbanan. So the Prima Gadim compares this to Chol HaMoed. He says the same way there's a Taisvus that says that even though maybe Malacha and Chol HaMoed is only Derabbanan, but it's on a higher level, because it has a smach from the Pasuk. So muktzah might be the same thing. Even though it's muktzah, we view as the Rabbanan. That's the Shartzi and Paskins, Allah, Mishnah Berurah, Paskins like that. Although Rabbi Yaakov Emden Mark Tzia thinks it's the Raisa. We assume muktzah is only the Rabbanan, Amir Lenachri is only the Rabbanan, but Amir Lenachri is a higher level the Rabbanan. So because it's a higher level the Rabbanan, that's probably why the Rush wasn't so quick to run to be matter Amir Lenachri, although we're willing to be matter other the Rabbanans. But L'chari, the bigger kasha on the Rush is, this the Nesivist and the Malum take issue with, is how would this even help? I'm going to ask a guy to do a Maisa Kinyan for me. If I need to do a Maisa Kinyan, the only way that Kinyan works is if I do the Kinyan. Or, I send a Shliach. There's a halacha called Shlucha Shalom Kemaisai. When you do a Kinyan for me, it's like I did. If a man sends a friend of his to give him Kaddish and Isha, he gives him power as Shlucha, so the Kinyan is if he did it. But a guy, we have a rule, ain't Shlucha's the guy. A guy can't be your Shliach. So if a guy can't be your Shliach, forget Amir Lenachri problems. How do you get anywhere? How could the guy do a Maisa Chazaka for me and it's if I did it? It doesn't work. So forget the problem, Amir Lenachri we can tumble with, we can come out with it. But it sounds like from the Rosh that Lo Yitzuri Chazal would have waived Amir Lenachri, this would have been a great option. Have the guy put up the lock. Frek the Nesivis, ask Stavni Melum and Achuva, why would that even help? If the guy does the Maisa Kinyan and he can't be my Shliach, so then the guy just bought himself a house. How does it help me own the house?
Is this only the case of Shkivra that we're talking?
Ah, okay.
We made so many dispensations anyway.
So that could have been the answer, because listen, come on, really, we know, somehow we'll get around this problem. So if you look...
So it could also be in the ISO, or it could be that for Chazaka, since it's showing bailus, the fact that I'm directing the
guy, exactly.
It's not that he's my shliach, I'm the one who's making him do
so
it.
That's so exactly the answer of the Achreidim with slight differences. That's the basic idea of the Yisoid of the Achreidim. So the Nesivis has a piece over here where the Nesivis is bothered with his kasha. And he says, you see from here a massive chiddush. He says, the number 15 on the left side, he says, v'chein nir li'im b'chazaka, d'no geder aydei po'ol akum. He's talking about a worker. It sounds like from the whole piece of Nesivis that he holds a worker is different because of the principle of yad po'el kiyad balabais. We have a principle of yad po'el kiyad balabais, which is basically a way to circumvent shlichus. When you have a problem with shlichus, so you say, you're right, no shlichus l'goy, but you have this idea called yad po'el kiyad balabais, which is true in Amir L'Nachri also. We use this idea to answer up Amir L'Nachri problems also when we say, yes, einach and Ami ain't shlichus l'goy, but yad po'el kiyad balabais is different. When I tell my worker to do work on Shabbos, that's much more severe than if I tell my goyish neighbor to do work for me on Shabbos.
Why is that in shlichus shalom
k'moso? Well, yad po'el? Because this way you can circumvent the problem of ain't shlichus l'goy.
Okay, but why
can't shalom k'moso? Because for a goy, there's no shlichus. Ain't shlichus
l'gai. That's even by
dinim amanus.
That's something that you need to be Jewish for.
Well, again, it depends on what this thing is. So says the Nesivus. He says over here it works. Why kiven da afilu lokach ayniach ever meirachik? Why yegayrim l'tikin hasade? Kana says the side of the Nesivus is because over here I don't have to be directly involved in every element of the ownership. I have to do something that shows that I'm the owner. So when I send my workers down to the field, so he sounds like it has to do with the fact that it's Yodoy Kiyad Balabais. When I send my workers down, the owner, the guy who owns the work site, he's not sitting there. He's sitting in his office somewhere telling everyone what to do. No, Goyish workers. I have Goyish workers. And these guys are all sitting there working for me. So you can ask yourself, who's doing the Kinyan Chazak? I'm doing the Kinyan Chazak. I'm showing Haraz Bailos by using my workers to do the work. That's an extension of me. Not only am I showing ownership when I do something, I can show by my workers doing something. So from the piece of the Nesivus, we don't have enough time to read it inside now, it's very clear that Dafka, when it's a poil. When I send my workers out, my workers are extension of me. But if I ask my Goyish neighbor, who I have no connection to, do me a favor, do a Kinyan Chazaka on the field, that wouldn't work. Davni Melui Min Tshuva says, no! Even more than that, even a guy that you have nothing to do with, shlichus works over here, because over here it's different. Because this is not shlichus for a kinyan in the regular kinyan idea. This is just an action, hara'as bailus, show ownership. We don't need it to be hilchas shlichus, because you're not making a chalois kinyan. You're doing an act. So he's acting on you. So even though normally a guy can't be you to create chaloisim, to create dinim, I don't need him to create anything. I need him to show that he's my agent. That he could be. He can be in my shoes. And if I said avnim aluim, a guy could work for Kinyan Chazak. But next week we're going to get much more into exactly how Kinyan Chazak works and understanding it with regard to Gerush.